This is Issues and Ideas. I'm Greta Mart, and today I'm speaking with Lisa Vallejos, Senior Coordinator of English Language Arts, English Language Development, Literacy, and Family Engagement at the San Luis Obispo County Office of Education. The passage of California Proposition 58 in November brings a return to more bilingual programs in the state's public schools. I asked Lisa Vallejos to explain a bit about the history of the issue, why Prop 227 was passed in 1998 to effectively eliminate most bilingual programs, and what changes parents can expect now that Prop 58 repeals most of Prop 227 and allows for non-English languages to be used in public school instruction.
What happened back in the past that preceded Prop 58?
Okay, so a couple decades ago, we had a pretty extensive bilingual program statewide, and the way that it worked was parents would come in to enroll their students, and they were given the option of a bilingual program. And I would say back then they were probably encouraged, especially if their student came in to the district and spoke a language other than English and weren't proficient in the English language. The idea was that you would build in primary language some foundational literacy, you'd promote bilingualism, and that students would exit a program like this literate in both languages. So that was sort of the impetus behind it.
And how did that work? So a second grader, say he enrolled in one of the district schools, and they were not proficient in English, would they have a teacher and everything would be, let's say, in Spanish?
Yes, that was one of the options that you had prior to Prop 227, is you could choose to be in a program where the majority of the instruction would be, especially around core subject areas, would be in your primary language. And then you would also have English instruction as well to develop English simultaneously with your Spanish, but the idea was to assure that you were getting the knowledge in the language that you understood. So prior to Prop 227, if you wanted an English-only program, you had to sign a waiver saying, I do not want a bilingual program for my student, even though it may be recommended by the school district. I want an English-only program.
Why would a parent choose that?
Well, you know, some of them really, especially if they don't speak English themselves, they really wanted to assure that their students spoke very proficient English. And in doing an English-only program, that was, you know, often a choice of a parent to say, that's a way I can make sure undeniably that my child will come out fluent in the language that he's going to need, he or she will need to be successful here in California. Lots of reasons. You have parents that are somewhat bilingual themselves. Maybe they haven't had a lot of schooling in their primary language, so they say, hey, you know, I'm not going to really be supporting a lot of this at home, so perhaps, you know, just being in English only. There'd be more of a chance that a parent would choose an English only with a younger sibling because there's more of a change in the household to English speaking than not. And so that's another scenario I've seen where a parent, maybe even with their older children, had them in bilingual programs, but chose an English program for their younger child.
Okay. How did Prop 58 come about then?
So again, what we're really talking about here is whether or not a parent needs to sign a waiver and waive their rights to a bilingual program, or whether or not we can just say, you know, we embrace multilingual programs here, and what we're going to do is inform parents of the different choices they have and just let them choose. Prior to 227, you had to waive into an English program. 227 came around, you had to sign a waiver to waive into a bilingual program. And I'm really simplifying this, but now we're just saying, there's all different ways to be educated and to become bilingual. There's different program options. So we're just going to lay them out, explain them very well to you, and then let you choose. So that's really what Prop 58 was doing, is saying, let's just get away. Because, you know, when you say you have to waive in, it's like, well, what's wrong if I have to waive my rights to English education? Right? You know, what's going on with that?
Okay.
And it also expanded the notion of how many students, what would trigger a district, and again, this is important, to investigate whether or not they would be able to provide a program like this, and that could take a full year for them to really see if they have the staffing, if they have the materials, if they can provide enough professional development to get a program like this off the ground. They had 20 students per grade level, but now it was added into this proposition, 30 students at a school. So that might look like, you know, grades 3 through 5. If you had 30 students there, maybe you would have a combination class there where they would provide primary language instruction. And maybe that would be like for newcomer students, students who haven't had a lot of time studying here in California, for a program for them.
Okay. Alrighty. And so here in San Luis Obispo County, what will we see now that this has been passed? What's going to happen?
Okay. Well, one of the things is we already have two schools, not just two programs, but two schools in our county, one in the north in Paso Robles Unified School District, and one in right here in San Luis Coastal that are TK, transitional kindergarten through fifth or sixth grade, dual immersion program. We have them in a school together, and part of their day is instruction in English and part of their day is instruction in Spanish. So they might do science in Spanish and history in English. So the idea is that they come out of the program fully biliterate.
With Prop 58, are there going to be more programs like that all over?
Well, there's certainly now this excitement about the possibility. This will all start with the parents, right? This starts when students are enrolling in school, and now parents have more options in terms of what they can request. I really want to be clear that it doesn't mean that something would start next year. It's crucial that districts take at least a year to plan this out. Districts are just wrapping their heads around this right now, so you could just go in and inquire and say, you know, what are we looking at in our school district here? Are we looking at potentially at some point having a bilingual program, and where are we at with that?
For Issues and Ideas, I'm Greta Mart.